Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 24, entitled Chanting the Song Sung by Lord Shiva. We will read two verses today, 66 and 67. There was some mixing with the number of verses. I was told to speak on 67, but okay, it's fine. So I will read both and focus on the purport of 67. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Ki Jai. So I will read just the translation of 66 and then we will sing together 67. My dear Lord, all living entities within this material world are mad after planning for things, and they are always busy with a desire to do this or that. This is due to uncontrollable greed. The greed for material enjoyment is always existing in the living entity, but your lordship is always alert. And in due course of time, you strike him, just as a snake seizes a mouse and very easily swallows him. Srila Prabhupada writes, everyone is greedy and everyone makes plans for material enjoyment. In his lust for material enjoyment, the living entity is described as a madman. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Prakriti Kriyamanani, the bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself to be the doer of activities which are in actuality carried out by nature. Everything is enacted by the laws of nature, and these laws are under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 67. Kastvat padabjam vijahati pandito. Yaste vamana vyayamana ketanaha. Vishankayasmat guru archatismayat. Vino papatim manavascha turdasha. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. My dear Lord, any learned person knows that unless he worships you, his entire life is spoiled. Knowing this, how could he give up worshipping your lotus feet? Even our father and spiritual master, Lord Brahma, unhesitatingly worship you. And the 14 Manus followed in his footsteps. Purport. It's two pages, purport. Please pay attention. It's very beautiful, very sweet. It has many, many teachings. The word Pandita means a wise man. Who is actually a wise man? The wise man is described in Bhagavad Gita in this way. Bahunam janmanamante gyanavam mam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlaba. After many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is, such a great soul is very rare. Thus, when the wise man actually becomes wise after many births and whimsical attempts at self-realization, he surrenders unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Such a Mahatma or learned person knows that Krishna Vasudev is everything, Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Learned persons always think that life is wasted unless they worship Lord Krishna or become his devotee. Srila Rupa Goswami also says that when one becomes an advanced devotee, he understands that he should be reserved and perseverant, kshanti, and that he should engage in the service of the Lord and not waste time, avyartha kalatvam. He should also be detached from all material attraction, virakti, and he should not long for any material respect in return for his activities, mana shunyata. He should be certain that Krishna will bestow his mercy upon him, asha bandha. And he should always be very eager to serve the Lord faithfully, samutkanta. The wise man is always very eager to glorify the Lord by chanting and hearing namagani sadaruchi, and he is always eager to describe the transcendental qualities of the Lord, asaktis tat unakyane. He should also be attracted to those places where the Lord had his pastimes, pritis tat vasatis tale. These are symptoms of an advanced devotee. An advanced devotee, or a perfect human being who is actually wise and learned, cannot give up his service at the lotus feet of the Lord. Although Lord Brahma has a long lifespan, 4,320,000, is that what you say in English? Yes, in Spanish, yes. 4,320,000 years, yes. Constitute 12 hours in a day of Brahma. Brahma is afraid of death and consequently engages in the devotional service of the Lord. Similarly, all the manus who appear and disappear during the day of Brahma are also engaged in the Lord's devotional service. In Brahma's one day, 14 manus appear and disappear. The first manu is Svayambhuva Manu. Each manu lives for 71 yugas, each consisting of some 4,320,000 years. Although the manus have such a long lifespan, they still prepare for the next life by engaging in the devotional service of the Lord. In this age, human beings only live for 60 or 80 years. And even this small life span is gradually decreasing. Therefore, it is even more imperative for human beings to take to the worship of the lotus feet of the Lord by constantly chanting the Hare Krishna mantra as recommended by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Trinatapi sunichena tarori vasakishnuna amani namanadena kirtaniya sadakari. When one is engaged in devotional service, he is often surrounded by envious people, and often many enemies come to try to defeat him or stop him. This is not new in this present age, for even in the days of yore, Prahlad Maharaj, who was engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, was harassed by his demoniac father, Hiranyakashipu. The atheists are always prepared to harass a devotee. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu suggested that one be very tolerant of these people. Nonetheless, one has to continue chanting the Hare Krishna mantra and preaching the chanting of this mantra, because such preaching and chanting constitute the perfection of life. One should chant and preach about the urgency of making this life perfect in all respects. One should thus engage in the devotional service of the Lord and following the footsteps of previous acharyas, beginning with Lord Brahma and others. Kastvat padabjam vijahati pandito yasteva mana vyayamana ketana vishankayasmat gururarchanismayat pinopapatim manavaschaturdasha. My dear Lord, any learned person knows that unless he worships you, his entire life is spoiled. Knowing this, how could he give up worshipping your lotus feet? Even our father and spiritual master, Lord Brahma, unhesitatingly worship you, and the 14 Manus followed in his footsteps. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yatkripata maham vande shri gurum dinataranam paramananda madhavam shri chaitanyam ishvaram vanchakalpatarupyascha kripasindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Last week, I think was also Thursday, we had a class related to the module on spiritual development, and we discussed three stages of bhakti, or three categories, three types of bhakti described in Nectar of Devotion in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And today's verse is discussing one of the three. Who can remember the three categories of bhakti? Please speak up. Yes, very good. Sadhana bhakti, devotional service in practice. Bhava bhakti, devotional service in an advanced stage, as Srila Prabhupada is describing in today's purport. And prema bhakti, devotional service in pure love of Godhead. The first is the devotional service, which is still immature. We gave the example of the green mango and the ripened mango. And the last two are mature devotional service. So the first is the practice, the process. And the second two are the sadhya, or the perfectional stage. This is the goal, what we are searching for. And Srila Prabhupada is describing nine symptoms of Bhava Bhakti, which are described in Nectar of Devotion in chapter 18. The chapter is entitled Character of One in Ecstatic Love. We can perhaps comment briefly on each one of these qualities, referring to Srila Prabhupada's examples given in Nectar of Devotion. One of the characteristics is Avyartha Kalatvam. We could say, okay, for us, what it means this for us. This is not something to look at just to say, okay, this is what advanced devotees do. This will be one way of looking at it. This is what advanced devotees do and what I will never do. This is one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it is to imagining that whenever I do anything a little similar to this, I am doing that, and I am such an advanced devotee. So this will be the other extreme. And a better way of looking at it is this is the goal I should reach. And I should follow, as the verse says, in the footsteps of the previous authorities such as Brahma and the Manus, who are Mahajanas, and who are setting the example to be followed by all human beings, and especially for devotees of the Lord. Every human being should become a devotee of the Lord, but every devotee of the Lord should follow in the footsteps of the previous acharyas, such as Brahma and Manu. So, Avyartha Kalatvam means that the pure devotees, they use the time in a very wise way. They are very eager to use every second in the service of the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada explains how the devotee is always engaged in at each and every moment, 24 hours a day, in the service of the Lord. And sometimes he's shedding tears because he becomes emotional due to the love he feels for the Lord. So he performs the service, and then while doing the service, sometimes he experiences symptoms of love which become manifest in his or her body. Then Srila Prabhupada refers to kshanti. Kshanti means perseverance, being tolerant. There are many impediments in life, in this world, so we should be tolerant. And Srila Prabhupada gives the example of Maharaj Parikshit. Maharaj Parikshit was cursed to die in 7 days. Can you imagine such a punishment? Someone who has power, you make a mistake, which was not proportionally, was not that big. You make a mistake and someone curses you to die in 7 days. How would you feel about that? It's heavy. It's very heavy. But Maharaj Parikshit, he, even before he knew about the curse, he already was calling, "I made a big mistake. Please let the reaction come immediately so that my family members, so that others who are around me don't have to suffer because of my uncivilized behavior." And when the punishment came, he decided to take it. And he said, actually, whatever the Brahmana has created, whatever snake bird, whatever magic phenomenon that Brahmana has created, let it come immediately. I don't care about that. I will take shelter in hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, because the glories of the Lord make one fearless. Then another quality of advanced devotees is detachment, virakti. The example given is Bharata Maharaj. Bharata Maharaj, a verse is quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam, where it is described that when he went to the forest to worship Krishna, he was the emperor of the world. You can imagine being the emperor of the world. Like, now we have Obama. Obama, he is not the emperor of the world anymore, because the president of the United States, now, like, even Brazilians are challenging. They are coming up. They have very strong economy. If any of you checks the news for the sake of preaching only. So we'll know that the Brazilian president, what's the name, Lula? What? Lula is the name? You may not be familiar, but Brazil has become one of the most powerful, or is becoming, a very powerful financial power. I know he's saying we should play the game we should talk at the same level, because we have money. We were not affected by the crisis, and we have many riches in our country. But anyway, going back to the example, assuming that Obama will be the emperor of the world, he's the emperor of the world only for four years, and later on he doesn't know. But Maharaj Bharat, he was the emperor of the world, and he didn't need to become an exploiter of people like some dictators are doing in different countries in the world. He didn't have to do that to establish his supremacy. He was a very powerful king, and also he was taking care of the citizens. And people, the citizens liked him so much that the whole world was named after him, Bharatavarsha. Still, he decided to abandon everything to serve the Lord. He was already serving the Lord, but he thought, I will serve better the Lord if I just retire. And he let his son in charge of the kingdom, and he went to the forest. And it is described that he was so detached that he abandoned such opulence as anybody abandons stools when going to evacuating. This is the Bhagavatam speaking. So we don't have to make, it's a very, very clear example. We don't become like traumatized by losing a stool. So many times we lose something, Krishna takes away something, and then we feel it's painful. We have to go through a whole process of purification. But those who are advanced, who are Bhava Bhaktas, like Bharata Maharaj, for them it's the same like when we become detached from something which is useless as a stool, and we feel actually very purified and relieved. We feel healthier. So this is the situation. Then Srila Prabhupada refers to manasunyata, pridelessness, and he's giving the example of Lal Babu, one landholder of Calcutta. He abandoned everything. He was a very powerful man. He had lots of money, many big influence. He had some political enemies. Sometimes he will fight them and will defeat them. And when he became, he went to Vrindavan and he abandoned everything to serve the Lord. So what he did to practice pridelessness, because he considered himself a very proud person, so he will go in front of his previous political enemies. Sometimes they will come to Vrindavan, or some maybe they will have a place there in the area. Somehow there were some political enemies. He will go in front of them and he will pay obeisances to them. And he will regret whatever offenses he had committed to them. He will offer full surrender unto such an enemy. And he will see Krishna within his heart. He will see he's actually a devotee of Krishna. And I was so proud, I was not acknowledging that. Then another quality mentioned is Ashabandha, great hope. And here Srila Prabhupada is quoting Srila Rupa Goswami in this regard. Srila Rupa Goswami writes, I have no love for Krishna, nor for the causes of developing love of Krishna, namely hearing and chanting, and the process of bhakti yoga by which one is always thinking of Krishna and fixing his lotus feet in the heart is also lacking in me. As far as philosophical knowledge or pious works are concerned, I don't see any opportunity for me to execute such activities. But above all, I'm not even born of a nice family. Therefore, I must simply pray to you, Gopijana Vallabha, Krishna, maintainer and beloved of the gopis. I simply wish and hope that some way or other I may be able to approach your lotus feet, and this hope is giving me pain because I think myself quite incompetent to approach that transcendental goal of life. This is what Srila Prabhupada refers or explains with the words, hope against hope. Hope against hope. I'm hopeful, but then I don't make it. I endeavor, it doesn't happen. I endeavor again, it doesn't happen. I endeavor again, it doesn't happen. Hope against hope. Still the hope is there that one day it will happen. Don't give up. We should never give up. I remember one devotee in Portugal, he had an aunt. She was a nun. And he's actually living in Luxembourg. Maybe I'm mixing. I'm not sure if it's him or another. Sometimes when you see so many devotees. But anyway, so he went and asked his auntie, nun, for advice because he was having difficulty in maintaining ashram life. He was living like 4 or 5 years in the ashram, and her auntie was living like 30 years in the convent. So he thought, okay, maybe she has something to tell me that will help me. So then she told him, she said, just be patient. Just persevere. That was her simple advice. Hope against hope. Just keep up. Keep serving Krishna. Keep doing your best. And then in due course of time, Krishna will reciprocate. Like, for example, the Brahmana of Pratisthanapura, described also in Nectar of Devotion, who was worshipping Krishna in his mind. Remember that that Lila, that story, I mean, this is real facts. So he was serving Krishna. Prabhupada writes, for many years. For many years he was serving Krishna, offering his puja. And he was not, in one way, he was not seeing Krishna face to face. He was doing his seva. So at one point, one day, one of the many, many days he was doing that service, he cooked sweet rice, and in his meditation, everything in his mind, because he was very poor and he didn't have resources to be able to offer direct worship as we are so fortunate to do. We have resources to serve the Lord offering with opulence, offering sweets and so many delicious foodstuffs and ingredients. So what happened is that the Brahmana was he offered the sweet rice, he put it to cool down with the idea that the cooler it is, the better will be for the satisfaction of the Lord. Right? Sweet rice is very good when it's cold. Then in India, they cannot do it because sometimes they don't have big fridges. Maybe now they start having, but many times they don't have. So they serve it hot. But it's much better when it is really cold. So anyway, he wanted the sweet rice to cool down. And then at some point, he went back in his meditation and put the finger, he touched the pot with his finger, and he burned. His meditation, he was actually very deep going into his meditation. His meditation broke. And when he looked at his finger, it was burned. It was really burned. So, and then what happened is that the Lord in the spiritual world, he saw what happened and he was laughing. He was smiling and laughing. And the devotees around him asked him, what's happening? Why are you laughing? And the Lord didn't say anything. He said, just bring back this devotee. And then when the devotee was back, then he told the story for the benefit of everyone. And to show the glories of this devotee, he passed the test. He was so poor, he had so many difficulties, and during the whole life he was very patient, and finally he got the prize of love of Godhead and of the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. So this is Ashabandha, hope against hope, keeping up the service, so that one day we will get the mercy of the Lord, even though we have so many disqualifications, so many impurities which are influencing our service in making it poor. Then Srila Prabhupada refers to, let me see the Sanskrit. Samutkanta refers to eagerness to serve the Lord, and particularly eagerness to achieve the desired success. And here, Srila Prabhupada is quoting Srila Bilva Mangal Thakur. He gave me permission at that by expressing to go 10 minutes more. Because there were two verses, something happened. When one is sufficient, okay, then Prabhupada says, I am eagerly waiting to see that boy of Vrindavan whose bodily beauty is captivating the whole universe, whose eyes are always bounded by black eyebrows and expanded like lotus petals, and who is always eagerly glancing over his devotees and therefore moving slightly here and there. His eyes are always moist. His lips are colored like copper, and through those lips there comes a sound vibration which drives one madder than a mad elephant. I want so much to see him at Vrindavan. So this is the eagerness of advanced devotees who are very eager to see Krishna all the time. Then Namagani Sadaruchi, attachment to chanting the holy names of the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada gives the example of Srimati Radharani. O Lord Govinda, she says, this is one of the associates of Radharani. O Lord Govinda, the girl who is the daughter of King Vrishabhanu is now shedding tears, and she is anxiously chanting your holy name, Krishna, Krishna. Then, asakti stat gunakyane, eagerness to describe the Lord's transcendental qualities. Again, Bilva Mangal Thakur, he is speaking, what shall I do for Krishna, who is pleasing beyond all pleasurable conceptions, and who is naughtier than all restless boys? The idea of Krishna's beautiful activities is attracting my heart, and I do not know what can I do. And the last one, characteristic, is pritistat vasati stali, attraction for living in a place where the Lord performs his pastimes. And Srila Prabhupada is quoting Rupa Goswami's Padiyavali. Srila Rupa Goswami says, in this place, the son of Maharaj Nanda used to live with his father. We can remember when we visit Vrindavan Dham, this is what we do. The Dinabandhu Prabhu or Sachinandan Swami Maharaj or Radhanath Swami Maharaj or Narayani Mataji or Mother Lakshmi Moni, they guide us to the different places and they show us the places. So Rupa Goswami is saying, in this place the son of Maharaj Nanda used to live with his father who was king of all cowherd men. In this place, Lord Krishna broke the card in which the Shakatasura demon was concealed. At this place, Damodar, who can cut the knot, Sunday starts Damodar month. this Sunday, very soon, who can cut the knot of our material existence, was tied up by his mother, Yashoda. So in this way, the advanced devotees, they are very eager to live in such places. Some devotees, they don't even ever leave Vrindavan. They are there, even during the hot season. Gopal Hari Prabhu was speaking in one of his last lectures about, I don't know her name. Archamurti Mataji, Gopi Paramdana Prabhu's wife, how she never leaves Govardhan. She's always there performing service for the Lord, very eager to serve the Lord in this way. So Srila Prabhupada describes this, and then, so this is the sadhya, this is the goal. But then there are many impediments. Srila Prabhupada describes in the second part of the purport how there will be many impediments, and he mentions envious persons. Envious persons, he gives the example of how Prahlad Maharaj was harassed by his father. Of course, he mentions also obstacles. There are many obstacles that we experience while we search for the goal. Obstacles are there. Obstacles coming from envious persons may be there. Like, for example, we have in many countries, devotees are not allowed to practice Krishna consciousness, and there is extreme social pressure. In the West, in places where democracy is established, kind of democracy, of course, there are lots of manipulation. So even if it seems that we all have an opinion and everything, we're deciding what happens in the world, it is not so much like that. But the point is that in the West, there is a more subtle way of influencing our Krishna consciousness. For example, through promoting secularism. And envious people may use very subtle tricks through the media to influence our consciousness in so many ways. TV, propaganda, internet, so many ways our consciousness is distracted from Krishna by envious elements. But envious elements may be also even, as we find in Shastra, even mixed devotees, like Indradev, this is mentioned. This may happen, that sometimes, in an unconscious way, someone will do something to us to create, to becoming disturbed. And therefore, sometimes it is a challenge to live in a community, because there are tensions there. So Srila Prabhupada is saying that we should follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction, applying the verse Trinatapi Sunichena Tarori Vasakishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtanija Sadahari, to engage in devotional service, practicing humility, practicing tolerance, and also offering respects to others, also not expecting respects for oneself, and in this way, gradually, overcome all the obstacles. Sometimes when we hear these things of envious or so many obstacles, we may become a bit afraid, fearful. And in one way it is better to be a little fearful of Maya than being fearless because of pride. If we are fearless because of pride, it is like the driver who drives, he is very proud. He feels very secure on the road. According to statistics, very secure drivers, they have more accidents. This is what they say. I don't know how accurate it is, but this is what they say. Those who feel I am very strong, I can, they have more accidents. So it is better to be fearful of Maya than not being fearful. But even better than that is to take so much shelter of hearing and chanting of the holy names of the Lord that then we feel fearless. That's better. Etan nirvidyamananam ikshatam akutobayam yoginam naripanirnitam harirnaman ukirtanam. This is Shukadeva Goswami's instruction to Maharaj Pariksit. The process, the fearless process, the best process, the fearless process to achieve perfection in the present age of Kali is chanting the holy name of the Lord, following in the footsteps of the previous authorities, as mentioned in today's verse, such as Brahma and Manu. And I will read the translation and no questions. Questions, if you have any questions, feel free to approach me during the day, and I will take time to answer them. My dear Lord, any learned person knows that unless he worships you, his entire life is spoiled. Knowing this, how could he give up worshiping your lotus feet? Even our father and spiritual master, Lord Brahma, unhesitatingly worship you, and the 14 Manus followed in his footsteps. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.